and welcome to the World After All podcast, a conversation with ordinary people from all around this extraordinary planet. I'm joined today by Mr. Ricardo Souza de Carvalho, a Brazilian through and through, golden, green and blue, from the great city of Sao Paulo. I hope you enjoy the show. Okay, good evening. I'm joined tonight by Ricardo Souza de Carvalho from Brazil. Well, let's try and get a better idea of Brazil as a place. Where, in your opinion, would be the most beautiful place in Brazil?
Hard question. I think the beaches are amazing.
Yeah.
And the nature in general is amazing there.
Okay.
And so the Amazon jungle is amazing. It's beautiful. And Pantanal is beautiful as well.
Yeah. If you had to choose one place to go on holiday in Brazil, where would it be?
You know, when you talk about Brazil, people think right away about the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I would go somewhere different from the beaches. Or it's like some places that it's not in the common route.
Yeah.
Maybe some parts of the Minas Gerais, interior of Minas, small mountains and countryside.
So the area is sort of north of Sao Paulo?
Yeah, north of Sao Paulo, northwest of Sao Paulo.
Okay.
And it's a place to chill out and come down and relax. And
if that's where you'd spend a holiday, what would be your favorite way to spend an evening? Just your favorite way of spending an evening? It doesn't have to be a night out, but the best way in Brazil.
It depends of where you live in Brazil. I'm from São Paulo, which is a huge city.
Mm-hmm.
So, for us, a bar table with some beers and friends' company, it's okay. You know, if I live, I don't know, in Rio. It's on the beach or enough, like in Salvador, the same on the beach and sunset. In a bar table with friends and a good talk and nice beer, it's fine by me.
Which beer would that be?
Brahma.
Brahma. Okay, there's the plug. Fantastic. Well, let's go into some more of the culture. We're going to be talking about music and film, food and that kind of thing. Following on from your favorite beer, what would be your food of choice?
By far, feijoada. It's black beans and rice and pork spart.
Wow.
It's the most famous food in Brazil, and you can find it from north to south, and it's delicious.
Okay. And you eat that by itself?
It's kind of big plate, so.
Okay, so you like get it to share with a lot of friends.
Yeah.
So let's go into some more of the art side. Pick one film from the whole of Brazilian film history to say yes, this is either you or this is Brazil.
You know, in Brazilian movies, I think it's getting better and better.
Yeah.
In the 60s, there were a company named Veracruz.
Mm-hmm.
They made a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. They pretend to be like the Southern Hollywood.
All right.
You know, but they broke. I think anything from Bruno Barreto, it's cool. Okay. Like Central Station. It's about a lady who write letters in Central Station in Rio.
Right.
And a kid was walking with his mom. His mom is run over by a bus, and the kid got lost. Okay. And he, like a few minutes before, she wrote a letter to his family in North. And as the mom didn't know how to read or write, the girl was writing the letters, didn't need to send. And the kid went back with this lady, so she could take him to his family north because he had nobody left, and they have a small trip in the poor songs of Brazil, and it's really really touchy.
So moving on to sort of the music aspect, because I'd say out of all the art of Brazil, I'd say the music is probably the most well-known.
Famous.
Yeah. So sort of a music artist or a band, what would you pick?
We have a lot of different styles of music, you know, from samba to popular music and rock and so on.
Yeah.
In a style is MPB, Música Popular Brasileña.
Okay.
It's like, I like Caetano Veloso, and Chico Buarque, Chico César. It's Brazilian music. You listen it, oh, this is Brazilian. You
know, okay, sort of.
Just like Tom Jobim and stuff, like Chica Ipanema,
okay.
Ipanema Girl.
Okay, so moving on to something else a little bit different now. Thinking back to the Brazilian history, if you had to choose one person from Brazilian history that you admire the most?
His name is Tiradentes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was one of the guys who started the independence movement. He was the first one to be arrested.
Right.
And he said, no, there is no one. I'm the only one. The only one guy. And they killed him.
They spared everybody else.
Yeah.
So he was the first martyr to the cause.
Yeah, the first martyr. And it's a very important guy.
And if you had to choose a footballer?
Only one. And, you know, for us, the best is Pelé.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
Right.
He kicked it with both legs.
Yeah.
And great ball control, great positioning. He made the teammates better.
Yeah.
And stuff. But you have another magicians like Garrincha.
Yeah.
Zico, and the list is huge.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay, I'll settle for Pele. I mean, you can't really argue with it. If you had to sort of think about your favorite expression or colloquialism, like a word that sticks in your mind that you really like the sound of, or an expression that really sort of conveys something.
Yeah, I think the most expressive thing in our language, in Brazilian Portuguese, is the hello. You say, tudo bem?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and when you hear this, you know you're talking to a Brazilian.
Yeah.
Because in Portugal, they don't say hello this way.
Okay. What do they say in Portugal?
Olá, como vai?
All right.
No, in Brazil it's tudo bem. It's like it's like our motto. No.
Yeah, but it's kind of, it starts off everything with everything good.
Yeah. So cool.
It's a good way to start. And if you had to think of a sort of Brazilian joke, what would that be?
When God was making the world, and he made everywhere like perfect.
Yeah.
And oh, it's too perfect. Let's put one volcano here,
right?
And they put, and then another place, wonderful, beautiful, and amazing. Oh, it's too beautiful, like 10 months winter.
Right.
Let's put it on that.
Yeah.
And when he got to Brazil, he made everything.
Yeah.
Beautiful, perfect. And
forest, beaches, mountains, plains.
Yeah. And St. Peter's came. Hey man, what were you doing? Because you made the whole world perfect.
But equal.
But you put something to balance it.
Yeah.
And why don't you put nothing there?
Yeah.
Calm down, man. You're going to see the politicians are going to put there.
Wait till you see them. I think that's it. I think just to end it, really, if you wanted Brazil to be known for one thing, what would it be? Just if everyone thought it in the world, as soon as they thought Brazil, they thought of this, what would it be?
Nowadays, if we say the word Brazil, people read things about jungle.
Yeah.
Football, beaches, and women.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of terrible. But I think that the good way to be known is about the people.
Okay.
You know, it's a country with cool, interesting people. So it's worth to take a visit and talk to people on the street.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. I think this has been a very, very pleasant conversation. And I'd like to thank you, Ricardo. Thank you very much for taking part. See you later.
See you.
You've been listening to the World After All podcast. You can contact the show and leave any feedback at worldafterall@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed the program.